finally made it, the comedian de jour. You've refined your brand, engaged your fans, and now you're out on tour. Your jokes are finally balanced, and they land every time. And now you see that finally you're trending fast online. You wonder which bit it was that resonated with the masses. Could be your take on Scooby-Doo or shampoo and hairy asses.
It doesn't seem like that's the case. This clip is from 2008. It's generating all the hate online. And this time,
you're canceled.
No second chance.
You're canceled.
No song and dance.
You're canceled.
You're sorry though. You should have thought of that freaking years ago.
The post was pretty cringe, as the woken youth would say. Transphobic, sexist, kinda racist, with a few jabs at the gays. You swear shock humor was a thing, but now it feels tone deaf. You're told to unalive yourself, which sounds extreme AF. To say it was a different time would be a poor excuse to run. With your talent you may one day recover, but I mean you're no James Gunn.
Your fingers start to strike the keys, the deepest heartfelt apology. Dear Twitter, please forgive me next, you dead named X.
You're canceled.
You gonna cry?
You're canceled.
Time to say goodbye.
You're canceled.
We're through with you. You're not the same person. Who freaking who?
You're canceled.
It's time to go.
You're canceled.
It's your death blow.
You're canceled.
It's time to send you to the death camp of the left.
Ah, now you must suffer to my delicious satisfaction. Then perhaps I'll find something better to do with my life. Nah.
You're always one to say you're wrong and take accountability. You already said you're sorry. What more are they expecting here to see? Okay, let's be honest, this seems a bit intense. It's time to clap back here with a bit of common sense. Now you must be careful when addressing folks online. To call another person dude backfires every time. We must protect the children. These shootings are not cool. Let's replace their arms with machine guns to protect themselves at school. Perhaps this is a bit too hard for women to comprehend. They hate making choices, so let's make the choice for them.